Hello, dear listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you for Manna in the Morning. We're studying the Upper Room teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. This morning our reading begins in verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, what was the Lord Jesus saying? He was saying here that although he was about to leave them physically, there would be a great benefit to them and to the work of God. By going back to the Father, by going back to heaven, the Lord Jesus wasn't going to finish working on the earth. His work was going to continue. It was going to be ongoing, actually done through the disciples. Just as the Father had spoken through the Son and done his works through the Son, so the Son would continue his works through the disciples as they carried on the great ministry of carrying the gospel to the nations. That's largely recorded for us in the book of Acts, how they spoke and did the works of the Lord Jesus Christ as evidences to who he was. But the Lord Jesus said here, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. What a tremendous thing it was that in those early days of the Acts, when the disciples went out preaching the message to people who had never heard, they did many of the same miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ himself had done. But not only the miracles, the Lord Jesus also had them take a message that transformed lives. Just as people had found peace with God and reconciliation to him and forgiveness of sins through him, so the message the apostles brought, their doctrine, their gospel that they preached, was the same as that of the Lord Jesus. It transformed lives. It made people a new creation in Christ Jesus. So it's a tremendous thing to continue on and participate in the works of the Lord Jesus. To an extent, the church today continues this great work of God, doing these works of going about, showing Christ's love to the nations and preaching his gospel. But notice what the Lord Jesus says in the second half of verse 12. He says, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, in what sense were these greater works? How could anyone improve upon the works that the Lord Jesus did? Well, the short answer, friends, is that no one could improve upon his work. He's not saying greater in quality, but greater in extent. Because after all, the Lord Jesus lived and worked mainly in the country of Israel, a relatively small geographic locality about the size of the modern state of New Jersey. Not a very big area. And the Lord Jesus only carried on his public ministry for 3.5 years. Now, the Lord Jesus, although he was God, possessing all the attributes of God, when he was here on earth serving and doing God's will, he was only in one place at one time. While he was teaching up in Galilee, he wasn't simultaneously down in Jerusalem teaching. But now, by going back to the Father, the Lord Jesus was going to work through his church, what he describes as his body, and he was going to do his works. In other words, now the Lord Jesus could be in more than one place at one time through his disciples. Peter and John might be in Jerusalem preaching. Philip might be over in Samaria at the same time preaching. Stephen might be elsewhere preaching. Or later, Saul of Tarsus would preach this message from one end of the Roman Empire to the other. This was a very great privilege, and it could be accomplished greater in extent and greater in length of time because the Lord Jesus goes to the Father, he says. By ascending to the Father, Ephesians 4 says, he's given gifts unto men, apostles, prophets, teachers, and evangelists that were given to the church. Of course, the apostles and the prophets have passed off the scene. Ephesians 2 tells us they were foundational. The church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. But the teachers, pastors, and evangelists continue their work today, continue the work of the Lord Jesus, given by the risen Christ in the power of the Spirit. How great it is to continue the works of the Lord Jesus today. Are you working for him, dear child of God?